Greetings. My name is Katarina Satori. I felt deeply called to give a voice to this topic that can uplift a lot of people who are moving through being stuck, lost their momentum, lost their passion, feeling overwhelmed by what is happening in the world. And this is also a transmission for my peers. If you are working with others and if you are not addressing the stress that people hold in their bodies, I hope what I'll share will ignite you to address that topic. Even if your clients or students don't willingly admit that they are stressed, you can gently navigate that conversation and invite them to open up. And before I start this topic, my name is Katarina Satori. I live in beautiful California. I'm originally from Russia, born and raised in Soviet Union, in the country with a huge field of stress. Not only we have one of the most difficult weathers to go through that impacts how you think, how creatively inspired you are, long rushing winters, right? But it's also a deep, stressful collective soul that doesn't have much hope, doesn't have much vision, right? Centuries and centuries of oppression. And what it taught me first, it taught me growing up there to learn to find my power within, unlock my sunshine within. When the sky is gray, you have two choices: to be collapsed under the environment pressure or to unlock your inner light. So my training on unlocking my inner light began really early, right? Really early. Because I saw it right from the beginning that I can either feel oppressed by my environment, or I can find a way to rise above it and to transform my reality, right? So this is what this broadcast is dedicated to, because beloveds, you know, I have curriculums that I teach. One of my curriculums is frequency shift. Very soon I'll teach it again. But in that training, I help people understand the power of their personal vibration, that we are energy beings, we are frequency beings, and there are certain things that affect our vibration. And one of them is stressed. Did you know that stress is a physical symptom of you lowering your vibration? And if you know, on the vibrational scale, when we are in a low vibration, we are out of connection with the whole, right? I really love the word coherence, because when we are coherent, we are in unity, we are present, we are available, we are curious, we are optimistic, we are creative, right? All of those are signs that we are in a coherent state, flowing with the universe. When we are stressed, we are out of coherence, we are contracted, right? Our vibration is lowering, and our creative abilities are not truly available to us. This is why it's so important to give this topic a voice, because, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur for the last 6 years, all in. Started this entrepreneurial journey 8 years ago. And the first half of my journey, I was incredibly stressed out as an entrepreneur. Not physically, you wouldn't tell, right? I could always compose myself and be in charge of my state. But deep inside, I was running on anxiety, or I didn't know how to relax. And I didn't know how to discharge the pressure that was building every day, either pressure to go ahead further, right? Pressure to create results, in 1 month versus 1 year, right? Or the pressure of the environment. And the more my consciousness would expand and awaken, the more I begin to realize how important it is to master stress. Now, I'd like to open up a conversation with what creates an impact from the collective, especially if you consider yourself an empath or sensitive soul, right? It is profoundly the connection between us and the collective. The more we awaken to oneness, the more we begin to realize that collective is our larger body. And when the collective is going through the waves of turbulence, the waves of panic, the waves of worst case scenario thinking, you can get impacted by that, right? You can feel like, you know those moments where you say, I don't know what happened. Yesterday I felt so good, but today I am disconnected. I feel the waves of survival fear, or I feel the waves of worry, and my mind can't stop spinning. So in those moments, human beings respond to collective stress in three ways. Based on their nervous system, some people will freeze, right? They freeze and they say the dialogue, you know, when I talk to somebody who is frozen, they say, I am stuck. I can't move forward. I am frozen, right? So that's a nervous system that got locked in. And if you stay through entire broadcast, I will give you solutions for each nervous system. This is a very important topic. So those of you who are present here, thank you. So the first type, freeze, right? The second type is restlessness, is overactivity. When people don't know how to feel uncomfortable feelings, they try to shift into doing, trying to escape the feeling through restless activity. This was me for many, many years. Every time in the past I would feel stress, I would simply not allow myself even feel that, but I would just double up on my activity, right? That was my way of dealing with any kind of emotional discomfort for many years. But you know what happens? That restlessness doesn't solve the impact of stress. That restlessness is the avoidance pattern, and the stress gets locked in your cells. It's not going anywhere, right? If you not feel it, it's not gonna move it. And then the third, which is very similar to the second, is so freeze, restless. And I would say the third one is reactive. So the third way of people moving through stress, if they react, you know, they get that stress out. Maybe they find themselves going into a road rage. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this came out of me, right? Or they lash out that stress anger on their children, on their partner, or similar like that, right? So those are all these unconscious reactive patterns towards stress. Who's here with me? I'm going to take a look. Hi, dear ones. Thank you so much for joining me. I am just watching your comments. Yes, you can post your comments in the chat and I will see them, right? So the one thing that is similar in all of this navigation of stress, whether you feel stress around your finances, whether you feel stress around your future, right? what happens is a thought, right? It's a thought that keeps looping in the mind, And what is really important to understand that our environment greatly affects us, right? And we don't need to fear that, right? We can learn how to rise above it. Now, also important to address, really objective insight that I have, that it's impossible to be completely above collective stress forever and ever. Until you are in the physical body, while you are in the physical body, right? You will experience the dips. Sometimes you're going to dip into the collective stress, and it's not the end of the world. The most important thing is to learn to access your tools, learn to regulate your nervous system, right? There is so much conversation right now in the collective spiritual mentor community about the importance of nervous system, because it is the door to our subconscious mind. So importance of knowing, here are my three tools that help me shift my stressful state into creative state, into coherence again. All right, darlings. So I'll name a few of them, but it's really, really powerful, because first, let's just lay down unrealistic expectation that just because you are an awakened soul, you will never be affected by collective field of stress. You will be affected because collective is a part of your larger body, right? Whew. Yeah, let's welcome that. Let's address that. And as an awakened soul, or the soul on the path of awakening, you can hold a witness consciousness. This is the number one process of seeing yourself. Wow. Look what's happening when I am frightened. Look what's happening inside of me. Look at the story that my mind begins to spin when I feel overwhelmed by the moment, when I feel concerned about tomorrow. And your new dialogue can be, I just noticed that I am out of coherence. Wait, let me breathe. Let me find the ground underneath my feet. Let me reconnect my heart. Because my coherence is my return to the flow of life, right? My coherence is my ability to think creatively again. Now, a few things that can help you raise your frequency, beloveds. A few things that can raise your frequency. In the very beginning, I said stress is a physical symptom of your frequency dropping. It's dropping, it's dropping, it's dropping, it's dropping. Your creative abilities closing, 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 closing. The fear becomes stronger, 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 and stronger. This is the mechanism, right? So I really love if you are a creative entrepreneur like me on a visionary path, and you find yourself stuck, because I hear a lot of that from my clients. You know, they come to me, they say, Katarina, I feel stuck, lost connection with my passion, lost connection with my path, lost connection with my soul. To get unstuck, one of the most direct ways to get unstuck is to actually take your focus off yourself and shift your focus into a selfless service. Service will always open your wings. What is service? What is service? What is true service? When I contemplate on that, what I receive, service is unconditional giving. Unconditional, selfless giving, where you take the focus of yourself and say, who can I inspire? Who can I uplift? Where can I take my energy and make somebody's moment better? Service immediately raises your vibration every single time. So if you feel stuck, find a way to be useful to life again. Find a way to be useful to somebody else. And you know, we each have a unique life task. I've been contemplating deeply on the question, what is my greatest service to the whole right now? This is the question that Richard Rudd always often asks us or people that connect to his teachings. And I often receive this message that my service to the world is to calibrate my vibration of alignment and coherence with my oversoul, to bring the light, cultivate the light, be the light, right? Transform my shadow, transform collective stress like an alchemist does, be the light. So finding a way to move to a selfless service will always uplift you, open up possibilities and perspective, and nourish you. Because in a true service, you are tapping into a fountain of joy, a fountain of joy. You know, for me, dear ones, to do these live stream transmission, nobody is pushing me to do this. Nobody is motivating me to do this. Right? This is not an effort. This is such a joy to turn on the camera and share something that can really help somebody when they're going through the darkness. This is my way of channeling service. What is yours? It doesn't have to be the same as mine, right? We are all so unique. Maybe your service is going to parks and planting flowers, or maybe visiting elders, or maybe volunteering your time, right? What is your service that is selfless? It will immediately nourish you, right? And for those of us who have been carrying the pattern of restlessness and really struggling to meet stressful energies of the collective, what I encourage you to consider is that until you face your deepest fears head on, meaning sitting down in meditation or in nature and asking yourself, what am I really afraid of? Until you choose to do this deep work and inquiry in your deepest fears, they will never leave you. They will continue to be like these hungry ghosts in your life. This is why it's so important to examine your fear. Examine your fear. Write it down on the paper. Examine every stressful thought, right? Yes, I know it's a big task, but what's the alternative? What's the alternative? To live with unexamined mind? To live with stressful thoughts? Yesterday, I was reading a book and the author said 98% of people use their mind to create poverty and struggle. And only 2% of people use their mind to create joy and prosperity. What we all have in common is a mind. Our reality is a manifestation of our mind moment by moment by moment by moment. So why it's so important to say, what am I stressing about? Put it on paper, write it down, name it. So practical ways that you can move from the stress of the collective, right? I'll offer you some practical ways, beloveds. And you know, growing up in Soviet Union, I've seen so many recessions. I stopped counting because every couple of years, there was a new fabricated story from the government, right? And a new way of manipulating people. So they are stuck in victim consciousness. What is victim consciousness? It's that deep belief in your powerlessness, deep belief that your circumstances are more powerful than you. Victim consciousness shuts down our creative potential, our creative ability. And until we choose to take radical responsibility and asking yourself, where else I am still letting something outside of me to disempower me? Belief system, thought, the way I show up, the way I interact, right? Radical responsibility is the way to freedom, true freedom. So when it comes to how do you move collective stress, I'll name 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll name three things. The first thing, ritual. I continue to post pictures on my stories, how I live a very ritualistic life. Very ritualistic life. Why? Because every time I go to countries who have people who live very peacefully, right? They're not stressed. They're not desperate. They're not worried. They have challenges. They sometimes face more difficult challenges than us in the West, but their ability to navigate their challenges with clarity and presence and peacefulness is awe-inspiring. And you know what's the number one thing that is common between all of these cultures? Is their ritual-centered life. They are in such deep communication with the spirit world on a daily basis and on many times throughout the day. They're not calling into spirit when SHIT hits the fan, right? They're staying in that devotional connection with spirit and ritualizing the morning, the incense get lit, the prayers are spoken into the quantum field. The heart is communication with the divine. Midday, incense is lit. Prayers are spoken. The heart is in communication with divine. Afternoon, the same thing. Evening, the same thing. One of my favorite ways to ritualize my gratitude is to carry roses that I grow. And before I take the rose off the plant, I ask the rose, are you ready to be offered? And when I hear telepathically, the rose tells me, yes, I'm going to take the full bloom flower and carry it to the ocean. And then I communicate with the Mother Ocean telepathically. And I offer my deepest gratitude for another day of life. So ritual is what always grounds me into the here and now. When we are stressed, it's a physical symptom of us dropping of our vibration. When our vibration is dropped, we're out of coherence. We're out of flow of life. When we're out of flow of life, we struggle against the current. And all the dark fears that we have not faced before begin to rise like monsters. Isn't it so? This is why it's so important to examine your mind, every single chamber of it, every single chamber of it. So the second tool is the power of naming. When you name something, it moves. Do you have a place? A safe place where you can name. This is very different from venting. You know, I don't align with the process of venting. Some people do, and it works for them, right? Maybe in a therapeutic setting where you are with qualified therapist, you go through the process of ventilization of your emotional state. I talk about naming objectively what is moving, what are you encountering, what are you feeling, right? Without projecting that on another person to carry for you emotionally. I think this is really important distinction. The power of naming. I start offering that space in my monthly mystical community called Wisdom Collective. And it's truly becoming a soul oasis where my fellow mystics and I gather. And at least once a month, we have that community circle. You know, other sessions are transmissions and different trainings that I bring. But it's been really healing for all of us, me including, to have a space where you can simply name, this is what I'm carrying right now. This is what I'm holding. And when you name, it begins to move. Do you have a space where you have safety to name what are you holding and to name where you, what are you carrying? So it begins to move. So you also feel that you're not alone. The next principle, be around others. Whatever stress we meet in life, there is somebody in your circle who has at least twice as big of a challenge that you are facing, at least. So when you are around others, you're reminded of that. When you are alone, holding your stress because you don't want to look weak to others, you continue to be stuck. But when you seek others, you seek to genuinely be of service, to shift your focus from yourself to inspiring and uplifting others, it nourishes you. It helps you move forward. It also helps you access deep humility, you know, to be a human being. Wow, what an assignment. We come here for joy, right? We come, we're like these souls jumping from the field of oneness, exquisite divine unity. And we're so excited to experience just yet another adventure, to fulfill some desires that we were not able to fulfill in a previous life. We're so excited about new set of cards that we get each incarnation. We're also so excited because we're going to remember who we are so much sooner than the previous life if we really utilize this life well. And what a great opportunity to master stress and to say, yes, I'm in the human body. And a lot of times it's a blissful, delightful experience to feel and to be a sensual being. And I am connected to humanity. It's my larger body. And humanity is going through a birth, death, canal. It's contraction, contraction, expansion, contraction, 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 expansion, right? You're like, oh my gosh. And the more I awaken my spiritual senses, the more sensitive I feel to this. Oh my goodness, what do I do? Right? You can't just hide away from the world. I mean, retreats are really powerful. You know, one of the reasons I love going to places like Peru. Collective field is so different, right? Because people have so much access to nature. People are connected to the earth. People are connected to their hearts. Whatever is stressful for us here, they are interacting with that in a completely different way. We can learn from them. And this is why it's so healing to go to places like Peru. It's so healing. Or any place where people live in the countryside and they're surrounded by nature. So nature regenerates them. Nature uplifts them, their spirit. And dear ones, wherever we are placed, you and I are placed very strategically by our oversoul. We have that superconscious mind, also known as oversoul, that oversees our higher self. I would say oversoul is probably stationed in 10th, 11th dimension, maybe. We are in a third dimensional destiny. Every time we connect to higher self, connect to our heart, come to unity, experience oneness, we touch the fifth dimensional awareness, right? And our assignment or opportunity for those of us who are on the path of awakening and ascension is to continue to ascend our consciousness. So we're able to see our reality from the witness perspective, navigate stress, engage with obstacles and tests from the place of curiosity and willingness. And the most important thing, to stay in coherence, to stay in your unique rhythm. So yes, breath is the portal. It always makes me smile when I see yet another student of mine or client of mine becoming a breath worker, right? And mentors are adding that tool to their toolbox because they know we have the collective that doesn't know how to breathe. So people live with chronic stress and chronic anxiety because they simply don't know the basics of how to breathe. Right? Breath to me, it's a bridge, you know, your oversoul and you, or your higher self and you. You know, what is the connection? Is your breath. The breath is dimensional link. So every time I get impacted by the stressful vibrations from the collective field and my mind just wants to write a drama movie, pause everything. You know, I pause everything and I say, time for breath work, or time for some happy, or time for some meditation, or time for movement, right? So that's the way that I work with stressful energies. I'm impacted by them as much as everybody else because I live in a human body. I'm a galactic being who lives in a human body, right? So I'm impacted by that. Oh, hi, darlings. Yeah, I see you. I see you here checking your comments again. Yeah, so it's not like a sign of you not progressing fast enough on the path of ascension. It means that when you expand your consciousness, expand your field, you become an antenna, right? You're an antenna. You're picking up all these vibrations. But that can work to your benefit. How? Well, if you are a mentor or a speaker or a teacher or a spirit or light worker, right, you become precisely attuned to what the collective is going through. So when you feel what this collective is going through, you can be of real service to the collective. You can say, wow, I'm picking up, collective is really stressed. What tool, what inspiration, what energy can I offer to lift somebody up and to empower them to navigate that stress with clarity and joy? Right, dear ones? My cat wants to go outside. Hey, hey, come here, come here. I'm over here, Gracie. So yeah, today is an interesting hair day. Okay, like this is good. And then of course, my dear ones, laughter. I can't tell you how often I will take a pause throughout the day and find a good comedy on YouTube. I like dry bar comedy and laughing for 15 minutes or 20 minutes. It immediately removes that stuckness around the heart and all that over-seriousness. We forget that this is all divine play and divine theater and divine movie, right? This movie is so brief. It's so brief. It goes by so fast. And when we learn how to navigate stress and have clarity and not allow stress kill our creative momentum, you know, it's truly sad for me to witness brilliant creatives get stuck for weeks, sometimes months. And they keep telling themselves story, I'm stuck, I lost my momentum, I'm stuck, and you're reinforcing that reality. Okay, I'm gonna open up the backyard to my cat. Otherwise, she's not gonna stop. She's determined this, just as her mother. Our pets are like us, right? So dear ones, this was my invitation for all of us to not fear the unknown, but set an intention that unknown becomes your best friend. I mean, from now, From now, unknown becomes your best friend. One of the reasons I keep sharing the messages about Shakti, Kundalini, Divine Mother, is because when we reach for her, and she's always been inside our heart, right? Kundalini is at the bottom of our spine. Divine Mother is in every cell of our being. When we make a contact with that deep mystery, we begin to see what an illusion it is trying to avoid change or trying to shield ourselves from the unknown. The only certainty that we have is life is a mystery. Life is an adventure of consciousness. And then the storms of life, that they keep coming for all of us. And the storms of life can make you stronger, can make you resilient, can you encourage you to open up your creative gifts even more. And more than anything, the storms of life can ignite your love of selfless service, because that will nourish you, that will support you, that will inspire you. On this note, I'm really grateful to spend this time with you. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm going to look through your comments. Yeah, you're so welcome, darlings. Ritual, name, and be around others. What else? One big key takeaway that I'd like to reinforce again is stress is a physical symptom of your vibration dropping. And that can be such an easy reminder for all of us, right? Say, I got it. I notice myself in stress and contraction. What are my go-to tools to shift that and to open myself into expansion? This was Katarina. I am so grateful to share some insights with you. Feel free to tag people who you think would benefit from this transmission. And until then, you are invited to consider joining my monthly mystical community called Wisdom Collective. We have exciting classes that will be offered exclusively at Wisdom Collective in the month of June and July and in August. I love cultivating that space that is filled with loving energy, ongoing vibrational support and upgrade, and beautiful resources. We have metaphysical book club, we have rituals, we have community gatherings, even networking hour that is happening tomorrow. So I really see the future is here, and the future is very community-based. And when you are around others, you move through your stress and your challenges with so much more ease and so much more joy and support. I'll drop the links underneath this video so you can learn more and join us if you feel called. Until then, remember who you are, divine soul in a human body. Collective is your larger body. Your vibration impacts the collective. We are in the holographic universe. Your choice to become coherent immediately impacts the entire collective. The more coherent we become, the more coherent collective becomes. The power has always been in our hands. Thank you so much for being here. Until then, until next time, I will see you soon.